This train is not stopping, folks. I'm fired up. It's about to be Victory Monday. Awesome weekend in Buffalo sports. Let's get into a little bit of some Buffalo Sabres talk right now. What an amazing game. Going into last night, I was 0-4 and saw trash.
Yeah.
Like, it would be literally no goals scored in the whole entire game, 3-0 losses, and I finally went to a great NHL hockey game last night.
Yep.
Battling on both ends. Goaltending was phenomenal. I mean, what were your thoughts? I know you were at the game, too.
Last night's game was awesome. I mean, they won. It was an awesome game.
I was shocked.
You know, the first goal from Carrier, dice tip.
What is a Fadoon with the assist?
Yeah. And then, you know, they came back. Pitt was just peppering us. I mean, the Penguins were peppering Nielsen. And then, you know, overtime was amazing. Oh, NHL overtime. We could have a whole segment on that. 3-on-3 is just...
Typically, the Sabres, though, don't look that good in OT.
No, and they had Biasma puts out Gianta.
And they had a few very nice chances.
Yeah.
But that game, it's the second or third time this season where the Sabres have scored early, up 1-0. Team ties in the third, and then they lose in OT. And yep. When Crosby scores 5 minutes into the third, I'm thinking, here we go again. And Cal freaking O'Reilly. I was not expecting...
Called up from Rochester that morning.
That morning, I was not expecting him to be third. Okposo goes first and once again has another horrible performance in the shootout.
That could be a whole segment right there. I don't understand why that, like, proven of a goal scorer goes in looking like he's playing youth hockey in between periods at the Canisius games.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was another one in a row where he's bending over so far, it looked like his forehead was touching the ice.
Yeah.
It looked like he was losing his balance, like, yeah, before the tops of the circles.
Yeah, I mean, so he does that, and then...
Reinhardt?
Yes.
Disappointing again.
And then you're
so
right.
They must know something. They practice the shootout in practice. We used to practice it in varsity hockey. So they practice the shootout in practice. They know. Bilesman knows. Okay.
Good and who's not.
Yes. We got. Let's go. I mean, that's what I said. Obviously, he's a coach.
Exactly.
Let's go. Come on, Cal. You're up.
Cal O'Reilly comes out. I know the Sabres fans around me were like,
yeah, I was like,
what is going on?
Yeah.
Cal O'Reilly. And he buried it bar down to take that lead. And then who is the final shooter for Pitt? I can't remember off the top of my head, but...
Letang?
Yeah, I'm thinking
yes,
Letang.
Yes, it was Letang. Yes.
And Nielsen. What a day he had.
Nielsen, Stones, Crosby, Malkin, Letang.
47 shots against, 46 saves. First start of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely incredible performance from him last night. He's looked great all year. I think he's got like a 950 save percentage, 1.7 goals against. He's played phenomenal. But like you said, goaltending really hasn't been the talk of the year. They both played well,
but the difference, I think, goes to Nielsen because of the shootout performance. Now, what happens when Leonard takes the Sabres to a shootout? Do you put Nielsen in cold?
Oh, jeez. I never thought about that.
That's a good question. Do you go have Nielsen go warm up inside Harbor Center in overtime?
Go warm up with the youth kids.
Yeah.
Guys, in the middle of the game, Nielsen's got to warm up real quick.
That's a great question. Starts, he's hustling back with his skates on, running on the concrete.
Yeah. I will say, you know, do they ride the hot hand here with Nielsen?
So after practice today, that was one of the first questions asked to Bilesma. Who's starting Monday? He wanted no part of it.
Mm-hmm.
He pretty much didn't answer the question. Doesn't want to talk about it right now. My opinion, you go Nielsen. You play the hot hand. You win against the Pittsburgh Penguins, stone cold them in the shootout like that.
48 saves, whatever it was.
Yeah. 50 saves total, including the shootout.
Yeah, yeah, I mean.
I go Nielsen tomorrow night.
He had a day off today. He had a day off. Probably had to get some ice. I mean, that guy must have been sore. Took, what did you say, 50 shots? I mean, come on.
I mean, there was that time the Penguins had, it felt like they had it in the zone for 5 minutes.
Oh, they did.
And he was just getting destroyed.
The one time in the second period, they
broken
had the
stick?
Sabres hemmed
or
in.
Larson lost his stick,
And they were making changes, right? Larson lost his stick. Foligno was out there. They were dogging it. And that's when Bilesma, rightfully so, took the timeout.
Yes, that's right.
And they were in there for 2:15. That's what Razor and Jenneret said.
Yeah, so I will say... The Sabres, though, they showed a lot of heart. And, you know, the three stars last night, Nielsen, Fatoon, and Carrier. I mean, that just sums up the 2016 Sabres so far. I mean, you got injuries to Eichel, O'Reilly, Kulikov, Bogosian, list goes on. So,
yeah, so O'Reilly was back on the ice today, still day to day.
I
agree. Don't play him.
No,
don't
play him yet. That. I think it's one of those things where they're just testing him. I don't think he's. I think he might be. I don't know. I don't want to say anything on the airwaves, but
no, he could bring it to the airwaves.
Who knows? He could
say, give the hot take. What's the
he could be. I don't know. We'll see if he's out for how long he's out for. I don't know. We'll see. I just don't think it is. I mean, like they said today, hey, Ryan, is Ryan going to be back tomorrow? Well, we don't know. You know, I
feel it. So, Cornacula, any players that stood out to you in yesterday's game that you really liked how they played, how they didn't play?
Well, Carrier's goal was just beautiful. He noticed the shot coming. He positioned himself. And sometimes it's a lot of little things where you got to break down. It's attention to detail sometimes. I mean, this team puts up 33 shots last night. I thought it was an effective 33 shots. I thought they tested Fleury. Yep. But they're averaging right around there, 29, 30 shots a game. But a lot of times it's like, it's an easy save for the goaltender. You're just throwing it on net. You know, the numbers are kind of skewed a little bit in the Sabres' favor.
But you're right.
This team is failing to score, and so they're able to get a win. And just like the Bills, we can't complain about a win. But the scoring, we're still waiting for that. I mean, Carrier is not a full-time Saber and gets the goal for us. You're starting to wonder, I mean, where's scoring going to come from if it's going to come? And so are we just waiting on our big guys to come back? And
well,
I think that's part of it.
Well, I said this earlier, Cronangelo. I said I don't think that Eichel can fix this. It's not a one.
No, but at the same time, though, he makes multiple players on the team better.
Yes.
Understood. He's huge to come back, but you're right. He's not
going to. Elevates the team's play.
Understood. Yes. I mean, they just have looked so bad.
You're right. He's not going to change
the losing streak. Jack Eichel's not coming back. They're not winning three. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? It's not a one person.
It adds a few goals a game, maybe.
Yeah.
So, actually himself.
My player who I thought had a great game, who you've brought up in previous shows, Marcus Foligno. I thought he was awesome last night. Took a tough, dirty hit.
Yep.
That was dirty.
How was that only 2 minutes?
I don't know.
Was that not a major?
I'm not too sure, but that was dirty.
You know what? I think it's because it didn't look that... Well, it's hard to say it didn't look that violent, but the way Foligno went into the boards was extremely violent, but the hit itself did not look extremely violent. He didn't exactly, I guess, target the numbers. He cross-checked him, but the difference was, and Foligno said this after the game, it was a cross-check to his hip, not his shoulder blades.
Yeah.
His hip kind of takes away his legs and then puts his face flat into the boards. You push him shoulder blades, he might have a chance to put his arms up, but it's just unexpected, I think, when it's that low on your hip.
As I was watching the game, if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure I heard Rob Ray say at the beginning, he goes, it kind of looked like Foligno launched himself into the boards. I don't know what he was talking about. That was a brutal hit.
Well, it
looked like, I mean...
Well, I'll agree with Chris on this one. Yeah. I know some, they did say about the whole hip thing. And so some Sabres player agree with that. And I'm going to go back real quick to jump teams real quick for the Bills with Woods and Perfect. When Perfect went on top of him, all the Bills players said today too, that's a football play. A lot of Bills players in the locker room said that it's not a dirty play. They were not calling out Perfect. So I'm going to say the same thing. The hip to Foligno and, you know, the hit on Woods from Perfect. They both were. Both teams agreed that they weren't calling out the other team, is what I'm saying. So
I forget when he hit him.
Yeah.
I don't know who had the hit. Who hit Foligno? I forget his name.
Dumoulin.
He turned around right away and he's like, he knew. He's like, I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
he's
true.
Like, yeah. I didn't mean, you know, screw this. I'm not gonna, you know, whatever.
But yeah. Back to Foligno though. Had a couple huge block shots. That one in OT.
Oh, that
seven
one
hits.
Yeah.
It was a physical hockey game. There's some.
Yeah.
It was
20 minutes of ice time. He was out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's some bad blood there now with Crosby and Gianta, the two captains going at it, and Bylsma asking for a spear on Crosby or no Malkin. I'm sorry, Malkin. Yeah. Malkin on
that
Gianta.
Was dirty.
Yeah.
It wasn't a hard spear.
Yeah.
But it was.
And I'm gonna say the report out of Canada last week was Eichel should be back in 2 weeks. That was the report from Elliot Friedman. I know he said that. 2 weeks.
He's a reliable source.
Yes, he
so
did say
two weeks. That yeah, then he's back for McDavid.
Okay.
He'd be back for McDavid.
The game?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's December 6th,
so
I believe.
That's what he was saying. Friedman was saying, I mean, you could tell the Sabres, too, have not rushed him.
Not,
they are not rushing him back.
Now,
it's already November 20th.
I know we've been saying the defense has been playing like traffic cones out there, but last night, great performance. Mm-hmm. Risto, once again, just a tank, almost a 30-minute game. I thought George has played really well. I thought McCabe played one of his better games of the year. Yeah.
Sorry, it's right here. Darren Dreger tells Dan Dunleavy Eichel is, quote-unquote, 2 weeks away. So I'm just saying that. Just saying one of the source right.
Peace of mind, man. Feels good.
To continue on the D, played very well.
I thought the D played awesome. I loved it how, I think it was Crosby kind of like slashed or like hit Risto. And they had to hold Risto back, and then McCabe was chirping him the whole way back to the bench.
I thought McCabe played very well.
They're sticking up for each other out there. It's just good to see. I love it.
Exactly. You like to see some character, especially in a building like ours that we've made mention of it, but is like a library, like a church in there. All the fans wanted to see is a little bit of character, guys stepping up for each other, and that's what happened last night.
Well, it's the same thing. I know we're talking about McCabe chirping and stuff, but it goes back to the loot. Remember when Lucic ran Miller and no Sabres took on Lucic?
Exactly. Vanek steps up and he gets nailed by Lucic. Yeah. And then I think a few games later, Gostad eventually fights him. But
so what I'm saying is that we want to see that. But a lot of coaches will say, well, we want the penalty, we want the power play, You don't go in there and fight and get third man in and all that stuff, but you gotta stick up for your boys sometimes. So it's good to see that sometimes. It's very good to see that. So, you know, Sabres got Calgary tomorrow.
And Calgary right now is tied with Detroit 1-1.
And they're weak.
That's what I'm saying. They're
so they're playing tonight. They play tomorrow. And they're down Johnny Hockey.
Yeah, he's out 6 weeks with a broken finger. Yeah, I mean, that's
6 weeks?
Yeah, Sabres have to take advantage of this. A team that's, you know, all right, back-to-back, no Johnny Hockey. They're really not scoring goals.
Well, they're bottom of the barrel, too.
Chad Johnson's in net for them tonight.
Chad Ochocinco. Former Saber.
In net. And I know that I was reading an article that the Calgary GM is actually pretty upset with what happened to Johnny Hockey and his injury. I guess they were playing the Wild that night. Mm-hmm. And he was just getting chopped and chipped the whole game. Like, it was like, I guess
hockey doesn't need that.
I guess it was like, dozens of times, like 11, 12 times. Like there were some slashes, hits on that. They were like targeting him pretty much. And I guess he called out Eric Staal. So.
Interesting. Yeah. You know, that's one of those things. Hockey doesn't need that. NFL doesn't need, you know, the hits to the head, concussions. Hockey doesn't need that. You want your best players playing. And Eichel, it's very sad.
There's so many injuries around the NHL right now.
Nobody wants to see this crap.
So, and one more take about the KeyBank Center is I'm just very disappointed. There were no Let's Go Buffalo chants and probably 6 or 7 Let's Go Pens. And it's Let's Go Pens, and the Sabres fans boo. But
yeah,
we got to step it up.
Has it turned into more of a corporate environment? You know,
that's a good point.
Bosses taking employees, taking potential clients, whatnot, things like that.
It's a very good point.
I know up in Toronto fans love coming here, or at least they used to, because it's more of a hockey environment. Mm-hmm. Tickets are much more expensive up there.
It's cheaper down here, yeah.
And it's more of a corporate environment up there because it's their sport. That's the birthplace of hockey, quote unquote. And I don't know.
That's something very that is. I mean, you see so there. You see so many people at the social hour. It's just social hour.
But I was literally, I was surrounded by Pens fans. And sometimes I look up and I hear cheering. It's a delayed penalty or something. And okay, Sabres going to the power play, and it's nope. The Pens are going to the power play.
Yeah.
So I hear the cheering because I will say
my take on it is, I will say the corporate event thing, that's a good thing. Social hour is another thing. But there's a big difference, too, between Bills and Sabres games. It's night and day. I mean, the Sabres games, you get, you know,
you dress up in your khakis, you put your jersey
no,
on.
No, seriously!
It's a family environment.
Yeah.
The Bills is far from that.
And you go to the Ralph and you just get, you know, get a couple beers for the game, and you're cheering all the time. Yep. Third down, you're up on your feet, let's go. I mean,
there just aren't even Let's Go Buffalo chants anymore. There's just nothing.
Nothing there. So I think they do need they need to get some wins, get these diehards back in the building, and I think we've talked about a while ago, there hasn't been a meaningful game in a hockey rink in Buffalo in a while. I don't know the most meaningful, I mean probably 6-7 years. They have not had a meaningful game in that arena in a while.
You're right.
So I do think they need to bring that back, get a winning culture back on there. I think the fans will come back. I mean, I had some of my best memories as a Buffalo sports fan in that building. I mean, come on. Think of all the memories we've had there. Drury against the Rangers, all those good times. I mean,
We took playoff hockey for granted. And now it's been gone for so long. I miss it.
Very good memories in that arena. We gotta get that back. So,
but one of my favorite pregame and postgames, Sabres games, Washington Square.
Amazing.
The place is awesome. The food, the service, the atmosphere. It's great in there.
We were there last night, and Al, you said the same thing at the Buffalo bar.
Yep.
It's a Buffalo bar. People at the end shooting breeze. You know, it's talking what's going on. Hey, how are the Pens looking? How's your job? Your stuff like
it looked like the bartender was like, we're hitting up Encore later.
Yeah.
The train fuel, $5 Goose Bombers.
Yeah, it was. It's a very, and you walk in there, you get hit like a brick wall with the wings.
The
smell.
Chicken wings.
So great wings, great place, great food, great owners, love the place. So that's a great place to go before the Sabres game. It's a great place.
So let's go, Calgary tomorrow, Detroit Wednesday. We'll be doing a show Wednesday night.
Thanksgiving Eve, folks.
Thanksgiving Eve. So.
Biggest bar night of the year, baby.
Yep.
All right, so is it time to get into our final segments? It sucks. We have no Trill Queenswood, which is very unfortunate. He sent in his topics via carrier pigeon because he's spending the week in the mammy van.
Where in the world is Trill Queenswood?
I mean, I don't know. He's in the air.
Yeah,
he was flying.
He's all over.
He's all over the place, so we don't have him tonight, so he let us know. He typically does his, what we call, Spare Me Sunday, and then the Trill Queenswood question of the week. So let's start with the Trill Queenswood question of the week, and that is, this is a strange one. Do vegetarians eat animal crackers?
Is it disrespectful to the animal? Well, let's say you're eating animal crackers at the zoo in front of the animal exhibit and the animal sees that. What is going on in the mind of the rhinoceros or the monkeys? I know they hate banging on the glass. Do they hate you eating animal crackers as well?
Yeah.
It seems like tiny little voodoo dolls. You're ripping their heads off.
Yep.
I think it's a little disrespectful to the animals. I think if vegetarians do that, they're contradicting themselves.
Think about it.
So you can't, like, that's another thing. Do you eat the whole animal cracker whole, or do you bite the head off? Or is that another thing, like, it's, you know, disrespectful, the voodoo,
that's the
they
thing.
Feel it.
If gorillas had human crackers, and I saw them ripping the head off first.
I wouldn't want to go near a gorilla.
All I got to say is on Easter, the butter lamb, first thing goes for the head. So, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
I always slice the head off, put it right on the roll. Right on the mash, whatever I'm eating. So I just, but
yeah. The most meat comes from the head. That's why.
Yeah. Yep.
and you said are animals offended? Are vegetarians offended by other people eating animal crackers?
I think they would be.
I do too.
I think we need to get an animal cracker bag in here and check the nutrition facts to see if there is.
I don't
in
think.
In fact, a little bit of cow in there.
It's a good point.
A little bit of giraffe in that animal cracker.
Yeah.
I don't think vegetarians really are eating animal crackers, though. I don't think animal crackers are that healthy.
I don't think anybody's eating animal crackers anymore, to be honest.
BJ,
I think we need
BJ's
to report back to Trill.
Yeah. The big old tubs?
Yeah, the big tubs. I've seen that around.
I have not eaten an animal cracker since 96.
I haven't eaten an animal cracker since I was 3 years old, and I didn't even like them then.
Yeah.
You know what? It's the over-under for
animal
crackers about 8.5 years
old. Let's do a real quick thing. Favorite snacks? I know Al's got one. Favorite snack? I freaking love goldfish. Absolutely love goldfish. Always have. Al with his pretzel and mustard.
That's a beer. If I'm drinking beer, goldfish is perfect.
I think
love it.
One of the ultimate snacks, combos. A great combination of cheese and pretzel.
Favorite kind? I love the pizza ones.
Pizza ones are nice, yeah.
Love
those.
Those
are the only ones I've maybe ever gotten.
Yeah, pizza, cheddar,
so
love them.
You go on all day for this. You know, pretzels, great salty snack. Then I go Sour Patch Kids. That's my great candy sweet snack. And then you go Snickers for a great chocolate snack. I go all day with this stuff. This is like potential podium stuff. But you know what? I'll stop
right
there.
Yeah, we'll leave it right there.
And what stops it from being a snack? What, you know, when does a snack evolve into a meal?
It's like a hot dog. It's like the hot dog thing. Is it a sandwich? Or, you know, it's just, it's all, it keeps going on.
Hot dog's a snack for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really.
Unless it's a foot long with onion rings from Ted's.
Oh.
So, real quick, the one quote I had from a vegetarian regarding eating animal crackers is, quote unquote, "I'm not eating them as a symbolic gesture. I eat them because they are delicious and contain no meat." So that's from one vegetarian.
That's a factual statement right there. But that is only from one vegetarian. I think we need to take a bigger poll and get back to everyone next Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll post it on Twitter.
Deal.
So, final segment of this Sunday night show, Spare Me Sunday. And Trill Queenswood Spare Me Sunday was, why the hell is there no Uber in Buffalo? And I know this fires people up. Ugh. I mean, we have visitors and tourists that come in and are just, what? We're the only NFL city without Uber. Uber is in third world countries.
It is in
Kazakhstan.
It is in Kazakhstan.
the slums of Indonesia. It's in some bad areas. I'm serious. Look it up. What are your takes on this?
But Uber's part of the American dream. Not having a job and just trying to make some extra money with an Uber certified car. I don't know exactly what that is, but it has to be good enough to carry passengers. But here's a few stats on it. Currently, 47 states allow ride sharing. New York State, however, does not permit non-taxis from picking up passengers for payment, but I know that's a bill that's trying to get changed. And when the NHL draft was here, the biggest complaint, and this is coming from Mike Gilbert of Pagula Sports and Entertainment and the Sabres high up with PR, The biggest complaint was the lack of taxis and the lack of Uber. Because there's not enough taxis in Buffalo. I guess it's not a big enough city for there to be taxis all over the place unless you're calling them or you have a number. And even when you do that, sometimes when you call too late, anything past 11 o'clock is usually at least 20 minutes.
That's bullshit. Good luck on Thanksgiving Eve.
Yeah. Yep.
You'll be waiting over an hour at least. We ordered cabs on Friday.
Yep.
Took a good 20, 25 minutes.
Right.
And I took a shot at the cab driver. He had his window down. I was walking across the street. So I was like, hey, is this an Uber? And I got in the car, and he wasn't very happy with the attitude. His thing was like, hey, if this was an Uber, you'd be getting a surcharge right now and paying double. And I'm thinking to myself, buddy, it'd be probably $5 to $10 cheaper at least than what he's going to be paying to take me to, like, what, Savoy on Elmwood or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, we used Uber last weekend in Vegas. I had three Ubers, two to the airport, one home from the club, and it was $20
cheap.
For the whole weekend.
And that's half of what it takes you to get from home to Clarence or home to wherever you're going.
Oh, if you're gonna go from downtown to Clarence, it costs you $60.
That's on the low end.
Yeah,
it's just brutal.
Yeah,
but I know Scotty Goodwin. He had an Uber. He said, which was like over, I think it was 12, 13 miles. He said it was only like $31, $32.
Yeah,
it includes the tip. They give you the aux cord. That sometimes snacks, bottles of water.
Yeah, it's
amazing.
Mean,
it's. Get Uber to Buffalo. Byron Brown, wake up.
I saw someone say that you got to tweet at your local officials, elected officials. You got to tweet at them. You got to tell them what's going on. Call them. Tweet at them. Tell them what you want because this is insane.
Can Trump do anything?
Who knows?
I think he might have some bigger issues at hand.
Yeah. We'll tweet at him.
Well, I mean, taxi cab drivers are just afraid of their businesses going extinct because Uber, once it takes over here, then, I mean, there's no stopping it and no one's going to be calling for a taxi cab.
No one's
but
calling.
A lot of those drivers will switch over, I'm sure. But then they need to have their own car. Sometimes those cars are through the company. So that's all it is. Taxi cab drivers will fight for the law and everyone else is going to fight against it because obviously Uber's less expensive and it's just easier, it's faster, you can order it just with the app. So Uber should be in Buffalo, I agree.
Yeah. Hopefully very soon. I don't know what the timeline's like on that.
No.
I have no clue. But we'll see. So Sunday night, 9:45. What's the plan for the week? Big week ahead. I mean, we got Thanksgiving Eve Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Biggest party night of the year. We got some good NFL football on Thursday. Where's the train going to be at?
Thanksgiving Eve is just going to be lit. Always is. I mean, I don't know. I've heard Encore. I've heard 6-7 West. I've heard Allen. I've heard Elmwood.
We'll be somewhere.
We'll probably be on Allen.
Most likely Allen Barkrall. Good luck to anyone who's going to Encore. I really pray for you. The line's going to be over a quarter of a mile long. Guys,
cover charge is going to be
cover
over,
charge for if you're a, ma-
a quarter
if,
mil.
If you're a male, you're going to be probably paying $30-$35. And by the time you get into Encore, it's going to be what? It's got to be at least 30 minutes to take that full lap around and probably 10 or 15 minutes to get a cocktail.
Johan Larson, I'm coming for your bottle service, baby.
Yeah, it's just...
It's...
Thanksgiving Eve is always a good time. It's so many people.
So we know we got our friend DJ Supreme, who is hosting a pregame for us down on Franklin. So that should be fun.
Yep.
We're going to get the whole train there.
A lot of people out.
Yeah. We're going to get the whole train there for a pregame and hopefully see you guys all out on Allen. And we will be doing a show Wednesday night beforehand, whether it's Melinda, Richmond, who knows. We'll see. But we'll make it happen for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Very good weekend. You got Sabres one day. Then you got Thanksgiving football.
Yep. Sabres Wednesday.
Detroit. You get Detroit and Calgary. Those are two teams that aren't playing the best hockey right now.
Yep.
If you can somehow pull out, you know, maybe win. Let's get a win streak. Let's win three in a row. So, but it's good to see the Bills win. The season's still alive. Sabres, huge win.
Thank God. If they would have fallen to 4-6 today,
it's over.
It would have been done. Jags game in a 40-degree.
I would have went to that Jaguars game with a paper bag over my head.
Thank God. So we got 5-5. Bills, Jags, Sunday. Sabres got a couple games this week. Thanksgiving football. Thanksgiving.
Black Friday.
Tell the family about Trainwreck Sports at the Thanksgiving dinner table.
Seriously, keep getting the word out, man. I really appreciate it. Like I said, the love is awesome. Getting the text messages and calls and even seeing people on the street, you know, giving us shout-outs now. You know what?
To keep it vegetarian-friendly, I think a lot of people will merge or will go from the butter lamb to the butter train for Trainwreck Sports.
Yep.
That'll ignite the conversation around the table.
I love it. I freaking love it.
Gotta keep it vegetarian-friendly.
Birds, you got anything else?
Just another, what a great weekend once again. A huge win for both Buffalo teams.
Yep.
And it's Turkey Week. The sports week is going to be big. College football is going to be a big week.
Michigan, Ohio State.
The Iron Bowl.
It's a great college football Saturday coming up.
I'm so freaking excited. I love sports so much, and this is a great week for it.
Will Burrs cross transit Wednesday for Thanksgiving Eve?
That's a topic we will talk about on Wednesday's show, and we'll also have multiple podiums and hot topics about Thanksgiving and food. My opinion, don't at me on Twitter. We don't need to talk about this now. Thanksgiving, overrated in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I said it.
Out of all the holidays.
In my opinion, I think it's definitely more of an overrated holiday. I'm not even the biggest fan of all the food.
Well, that's what, you know what? Actually, I debunk you on that because, you know what? If you've ever had Mama Elber's cooking before, you'll have a reason to pick Thanksgiving as your favorite holiday growing up.
Yeah.
Food is outstanding. You know what? Once you've had her meal, you don't understand.
Mama Burrs. The producer's mother.
CBA.
Yep.
Go to CBA for a little taste, and that's just a little sneak peek of what you could get.
Shout out to, once again, all of our sponsors, Campobello's, CBA, DNN Landscaping. Everybody, have a great night, and the Washington Square. Be there before and after Sabres games. Good night now.